The most important thing right now in our generation is to save neshamot. Of course, you have to save your own neshama first. And then when you're able to, when you save your own neshama, you go and save other people. It's not a time in our generation to invest in business and money and nonsense. It's life, the chayim v'mavet. And any person can do it. And if they can't do it with their mouth, they do it with their legs. If they can't do it with their legs, they'll do it with their money. Yeah, there's many ways to participate. There's no other thing valuable in Hashem's eyes by you going out of your way and you're pulling in another neshama to Kedusha. Needless to say, the tikkun that our nefesh goes through. If we did Hashem Yerachem, the worst things in history, the only tikkun is to save other neshamot.
In other words, everybody has to be
shluchim. Yeah. Yeah. Everybody. Yeah, and even if you don't know how to talk, thank you. If you don't know how to talk, then you drive a rabbi that knows how to talk. Or you have money, you donate for this. Anything. There's endless ways how to be involved. There's a story in the Torah that Yaakov Avinu was in Haran, and then he ran away from Haran, and after the whole family crossed the river, then he went back to get this little pitcher of oil. And there's a very big question in the Torah, like Yaakov was a billionaire. In our terminology, he was a Bill Gates. What does he need to go back for a little pitcher? So, you know, there's an answer that, you know, the physical things that the tzaddik own are important. Yeah. He has possession over it. But the real explanation is as follows. The world was created, and there was a man placed into this world, Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon was a very high soul, what's called Neshama Vatzilut. The Gemara says that he was 500 amot high. His feet were on the ground in this world, Olam Asiya, and his head was in Olam Atzilut. And Hashem says, I'm going to create a man in my image. Betzelem Elokim Nivra Adam. If you don't understand a word that I say in Hebrew, then stop me. But I usually repeat what I say in Hebrew and English. Hashem says, I'm going to create a man in my image. So since there's only one God, so he created one man. So Adam HaRishon, Adam was created and placed in Gan Eden, in this world. And all the animals would come in front of Adam HaRishon, and Adam HaRishon would look at them and name them. This is a lion, this is a camel, this is a bear. And he got very upset because all the animals came as a pair. So he got very sad. To a point that even Rashi says that he was trying to mate with all the animals because he wanted to see what fits to him. So Hashem says, "Lo tov al adam liot levado, evra lo ezer kenegdo." It's not good for him to be by himself. I'm going to create for him a helpmate. So he created Chava. Chava's name wasn't Chava. Her name was Chaya. People think that her name was Chava. Her name was Chaya. Later on, when she sinned, Adam HaRishon divorced her. In the our terminology, he dumped her. He didn't want to do anything with her. So for 130 years, he didn't want to associate himself with her. So the snake who came to do the sin, he came to Chava, to Chaya at the time, and he told her, listen, in Aramaic, a snake is called Chivya. So I'm a snake, I'm Chivya, you can marry me, so now your name will be Chava. Kabbalah explains that he took the Yud, the letter Yud in her name, and he pulled it down into the Klipa, so he pulled the Yud to become a Vav, so her name became Chava. But her name was Chaya, Em Kol Chai. Now, when Adam HaRishon fell down from his Madriga, he was a very high level soul. When he fell down from his level, Adam HaRishon was a pillar of light, and this pillar of light exploded into millions of pieces. 600,000 pieces came out of his head, and these are the souls of the Jews. 600,000 souls of the Jews came from Adam HaRishon's head. The hint to that, we see that our name, we are called Bnei Israel, the sons of Israel. If you take the word Israel and you mix the word around, the letters around, it will be Lirosh, my head.
6 million.
So 600,000 souls, the souls of the Jews are 600,000. Of course, these are branches. From each one, there's more branches and more branches and more branches. But 600,000 sparks from Adam HaRishon's head exploded. These are the souls of the Jews. All the souls of the nations came from his body. And the hint for that we see is how do we call the non-Jews? We call them goyim. How do you say a body in Hebrew? Gviya. So the goyim, the non-Jews, came from the body of Adam HaRishon. Now the sparks exploded all over the universe, and they fell all the way down to the spirit, to the physical world, and they fell down and got trapped in the klipa, into the power of impurity that possesses this nitzot Eloki, this godly spark that was part of Adam HaRishon's head. And since then, we're on a quest bringing back these nitzotzot, these souls back together. When we're going to bring them all back together, we're going to reverse the situation, going back to Gan Eden, back to heaven. Now, there's a rule in Kabbalah that says, Mamala mala nofel mata mata. What comes from the highest place will fall down to the most lowest place. If you take now a brick wall, and you push it, so the bricks that are on the top will fall the furthest away, and the bricks that are on the bottom will fall just a little bit. So the highest souls fell down to the lowest place in the universe. When Yaakov Avinu went down to Mitzrayim, to Haran, Yaakov Avinu is also called Israel. He was the beginning. He's what's called the Bechir Sheba'avot, the best of the three. He went down to Haran. Now before he went down to Haran, he went 14 years to Yeshiva. He went to the Yeshiva of Shem and Ever, and for 14 years he didn't sleep. He went to Tzfat, that's where the yeshiva was, and he sat there for 14 years and learned Torah. Why? So he will have the knowledge and the power and the tools to go now to the worst place in the universe to start removing these godly sparks. Then he went down to Haran. Haran was Haron Afshel Makom, the worst place in the universe. New York. Like where the most Tuma is. And what did he do?
Hollywood.
Whatever, New York, Hollywood, I know. Same thing, same junk. So the first thing that he had to extract out of Haran, what did he first of all took out of Haran was Rachel and Leah, the mothers of the nations, the heads of the Nitzots. So he had to take them out. It took him 7 years for each one. Lavan didn't trick him in the whole story. This really happened, but understand the mystical explanation of it. It took him 14 years to remove this Nitzot Eloki that would birth all the Neshamot. Then he had to take out the other two mothers, another two big godly sparks. Then he had to bring out from Haran the tribes, 11 of them. Now, Yaakov Avinu was known to be a billionaire, in our terminology. And how was he rich? He had a lot of cattle and flocks and sheep. You know the whole story, how he would multiply them.
Said that the ones with the spots.
Exactly. Now, you know how he became rich? Because if you remember when he had the dream with the ladder, Sulam Yaakov, he woke up and he told Hashem, now I know that this is the place of God, and if you will take care of me, and if you're going to clothe me, and feed me, whatever you're going to give me, I'm going to give you Miser. I'll give you 10%. So he made an edel. Whatever you're going to give me, I'll give you 10%. That's why the Gemara says that the mitzvah of Maaser is a segula to be rich. So what did Yaakov Avinu did? He used to give Maaser from his sheep. Now we're going to sidetrack for 1 second from the story. Very few tzaddikim in our history were in such a high level that they would able to look at a person and see his reincarnations. The Arizal would look at a person and he would know all his previous lives. Everything. Not only that, the Arizal would sit, and if a person will go to see him, An angel will come to the Arizal and says, that individual is on his way to you, this is the answer he needs. The person would walk into the room, he would just tell him, this is the answer, okay, leave. This is how, what a level the Arizal had. The Baal Shem Tov had the same level like the Arizal. So there are certain individuals in our history that they had unbelievable Ruach HaKodesh. One of them is a rabbi in the name of Yisrael. And he's one of the disciples of the Baal Shem Tov. He's the head of the movement of Satmar. Rabbi Nachman is the head of Breslev, the Alter Rebbe, Baal HaTanya is the head of Chabad. They were all Talmidim of the Magid from Mazrij. The Baal Shem Tov had a disciple, the Magid from Mazrij. He had seven Talmidim. He was unbelievable tzaddik in levels that we cannot understand. And he was saying on himself that he knew and remembers all his reincarnations. And he, not only that he knew exactly who he was, when he was, he knew everything. To a point that he said, I remember that I, in one of my reincarnation, was one of Yaakov's sheep. And he said, how did Yaakov used to give his miser? They had like a field where they put all the sheep. And then they had an empty one. And then they had a gap connecting the two pens. And they would open a little gap and start pushing the sheep out. And they would count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And the 10th one hit it with color. Yaakov would hit it. And says, that's miser. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10. Hit it. That's how they would count the miser. He said, I remember when Yaakov hit me on my back. I was a Gilgul. I was reincarnation in one of the sheep of Yaakov. Okay, you know what it means to be the sheep of Yaakov Avinu? This is not some... He says on himself, I remember getting the hit on my back. Now, what did Yaakov really do? Besides giving the miser, he, when he went down to Haran, he took out four mothers. Then he took the tribes. And if you look in our sources, it says when Yaakov Avinu went out of Haran, he came with a lot of money. He came with 600,000 sheep. He took out all the neshamot out of Haran. Now, when he crossed the river, he forgot this pitcher of oil. And he went back because the best of the neshamot was in the oil. The most special neshamot that got stuck in the worst place, he went back to them. Now what happened? Comes the Samech Mem to start fighting with him, the Satan, the angel of, that belongs to Esav, Sar Shel Esav, comes to start fighting with him. And they fight the whole night. And they're fighting, and what does it say? That because they were fighting so much, there would be dust. Avakra Raglehem. The ashes, not the ashes, the dust from the floor. What are these, this afar? It made their feet dirty, their legs. These are these neshamot. Yaakov was fighting for the neshamot. The Samech Mem came to take them. No, you're leaving them to me. And Yaakov Avinu fought with him the whole night. And he took them out. And this pitcher of oil went in our history from one hand to the other to the other. That's the pitcher of oil that Moshe Rabbeinu anointed everything. When he put the oil on everything, on his stick, on his all the kelim of the Beit HaMikdash, that's the pitcher of oil. And you know where that oil was, pitcher was found again? In Chanukah. That's the pitcher. So this pitcher is walking around with us for generations. Now, Rabbi Nachman says that in our generations, these souls are going to be stuck in the worst place. And these are the souls from this pitcher of oil. These are the elite of the elites. That the Samech Mem is holding them, you know, he's not letting go. And in our generation, you see that the people that are far away, they are so far away, they are stuck in idol worship in the Far East, in drugs, in all the worst things. And you're looking at them and you're like, eh. Now the thing is that he would tell him, he said on himself that a lot of the tzaddikim would go up to the heavenly court And they would get 100% Gan Eden, because they would be a tzaddik. And most of them would say, that's not fair. I was a tzaddik. How can you give me Gan Eden? That's not a real Gan Eden. The real Gan Eden is to go down to this world and work, serve Hashem, not being a tzaddik. Esen hirbu, chokhma gdola, to be a tzaddik and to get Gan Eden. Send me to the world with nisyonot. Send me to the world with, to fight with something that I'm going to get dirty so I can really do tshuva, so my Gan Eden will be worthy. And he asked, he said on himself, he demanded to come down. But as a rasha, so he can toil and work and have with nisyonot his entire life. And we have to understand, you know, these meiser of Yaakov, they came down to all these generations as all these admorim. You know what it means to be a sheep of belongs to Yaakov? They came down here as rabbis. That's the level of the neshama. But he says on himself that these neshamot, they ask to come down and say, there's no chokhmah. What's the point of coming down here as a tzaddik? Throw me in India in idol worship and throw me in, I don't know, where, New York, Hollywood. Nah, let me get out of the dirt. Then I'm going to come out with all the klipots. And these souls in our generations, that it seems like they're stuck in the worst place. And they experience the worst things. They go through the worst things. Like you said, don't need to repeat it. And they find themselves in the worst places. Why? Because if I have to extract the most valuable godly spark, I have to go there myself. I have to go into the klipa and get dirt and get dirty and be slave to the klipa and to be able to come out of it.